This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jay. I want to mention something to you because you've been trying to get me to get a pool.
I have been.
For a long time.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, it's not a bad idea because Frog would love it.
He would love it.
We went back to Tennessee this past weekend, Memorial Day. My nephew has put in a pool. They had a blast. It was unbelievable.
My sister has a pool. My sister has an in-ground swimming pool.
Yep.
And her grandkids, I mean, they don't get out of the water.
Yeah.
You know, and that's Illinois, right? So it's chilly there.
I literally mowed my backyard yesterday. And you know how after you do a little yard work, you sit and admire it?
Yeah,
that's what I was doing yesterday. Yeah. I was sitting out back and I was admiring my yard. And I thought, man, what would a pool look like here? Would a pool fit? All these questions going through my head, right? But I will tell you this. Talking to my nephew, he's had a nightmare with his pool. Now, I know there's good and bad out there, but didn't she have somewhat of a nightmare, too?
But that contractor got sued by everybody across Colorado.
Well,
that guy didn't. So he gave it off to his sons, right? Remember that whole situation? And so go with the BBC recommended one that doesn't have any complaints or anything like that. And then don't do, because you have dogs, don't do the vinyl flooring. Do a poured concrete with the tile or whatever you do.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, my sister, you know, went a little cheaper. And so she did the vinyl on the bottom or whatever.
Don't do vinyl.
The dogs ripped it.
Yeah. I had vinyl when I was in Florida. So I'm familiar with pools. My nephew did one of those that's already prefabricated that you just bring in there like a hot tub and drop it in the ground.
Yeah.
He did it that way, concrete around it, blah, blah. But it's been nothing but a headache. But I also saw, and I saw this yesterday, where they say, like, with pool service or pool suppliers and installations, that like 80% are really bad. It's hard to find a good one.
I don't know. I mean, I'll hook you up with Michelle and you can ask her because she has a pool guy. And then my other friends, they all have pool people. I think there's some solid ones. But see, the thing is, when I rented a house in LA, I had a pool and a hot tub.
Yeah.
And dude, it was so cool because the hot tub was attached to the pool.
Oh.
So you just turn these levers and the hot tub would spill into the pool and make it warm.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Because heating a pool is, that costs a lot of money.
Except for I went out of town. And then my sister and her family used it, and they kept the levers that way. And then I came back, and the next thing I know, they have heated the entire swimming pool to 110 degrees.
It was a hot tub, too.
And it was a hot tub, too. And my bill was insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, he's had heating problems. He's got leaking problems. He's got this problem. He's got that problem. And I guess it's just hard to find. But when you find a good one, they're good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's so many bad ones, they say, at it.
And, I would go with salt water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would.
Yeah, I've never tried that.
Rage, everyone loves them.
Yeah, everybody loves them.
Really?
Well, I mean, yeah.
How do you maintain it
for you?
You just add salt.
Regular salt, like a salt shaker.
I don't know.
I imagine it's just like maintaining the chemicals.
You just add salt.
No, there's got to be something else.
No,
that you add to it to add salt. Well, yeah, but I'm just saying you don't add salt with regular chemicals.
Well,
he said they were separate.
Yeah,
he said it would be
pH,
like you use chlorine.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You use salt. Yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be some chemical for that. I guess I don't know. I have no idea. But I was looking at it yesterday and I thought, man, Frog would love it. Beautiful little area to put a pool. I mean, it takes up the whole yard, but I don't have to mow anymore.
Exactly.
You know?
Think about the cost and effectiveness of that.
Now, the heater thing, though, man, Colorado would be tough to heat a pool.
Yeah, but you want to. You still need a heater.
Yeah,
you do.
You wouldn't be able to go swimming till late July.
Exactly.
In Colorado, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I would just do your research. You're never going to pull the trigger, just like your motorcycle. So.
Yeah, I probably won't. Pool for sure. I probably won't do that one.
Yeah.
Motorcycle, maybe. Just maybe down the road.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.